marvelous.
That was pianist Vyacheslav Gryasnov and his own arrangements of Edvard Grieg's Morning Mood and Anitra's Dance from Peer Gynt. Beautiful, sumptuous arrangements and so inventive. A little bit of jazz in there. And I couldn't help but wondering, how did you get the impulse to start making arrangements in the first place?
Thank you for your feedback. Yeah, I started when I was around maybe 16 years old, when I was a stipendiate of the charity foundation by Vladimir Spivakov. And I started write transcriptions for ensemble, for the group. We usually traveled together, touring. We toured together. And at the end of the concert, usually we played some piece together. And there was a problem because ensembles were quite different all the time. And it was very difficult to pick some piece that was suitable for such a group of people. So idea came to my mind to just prepare some piece for the final entrance for the whole group. And basically, that is how I started to create this.
When you were 16
pieces.
Years old, and
yeah, around
now,
around.
Made 30 concert arrangements, I believe. I read
more this year was quite productive, so yeah, more.
And you
around
have a
40.
Fantastic, and you have also a publisher.
Yeah, Shot Music. I was lucky to to know the guy from Shot Music, Russian guy actually, and he found my recordings on YouTube. My YouTube channel, and he was interested in these pieces. It was actually Waltz Fantasy by Glinka and Italian Polka by Rachmaninoff. So he suggested to his boss to meet all together, and we did it, and basically, yeah, it was kind of easy.
That's fabulous. You have a publisher of really, truly wonderful arrangements and transcriptions. And
thank you so much.
You've also recorded them, so our listeners can get your recording?
Yeah, last year we made with Steinway and Sons my first CD in America dedicated to my Russian transcriptions. So yeah, the whole album, actually it's one century of Russian music from Glinka to Prokofiev. So kind of interesting story.
Great repertoire. The next performer, the next composer you're going to perform is known as a very great transcriber and arranger, Franz Liszt.
Yeah. Yes.
Could you set the stage for the Mephisto Waltz we're about to hear?
Okay. You know, it's interesting that Mephisto Waltz is actually a piano transcription. The original was written for orchestra, and initially there were two pieces in the set, two symphonic pieces. First piece was night walking, something like that, and the second was Mephisto Waltz. So the two pieces are based not on Goethe poem, but another drama by Nicolas Lenau. The same story kind of, but maybe written in more simple way, more direct, I would say. And Liszt picked up this subject for his music and, in my opinion, made one of the most, first of all, demanding piece in piano repertoire, one of the best in his entire compositional career, I think, too. And this piece is really marvelous. It's about the scene in a village where Faust and Mephistopheles came into the village inn where wedding ceremony was going on. That's the first part of the piece. The middle section is about seduction scene between Faust, Gretchen and Mephistopheles. One of the most intimate and most beautiful love scene in the whole entire music history. Well, you know, for me, yeah, it's really something.
We're very eager to hear you play Liszt Mephisto Waltz #1, where
Devil
will visit the WRTI 90.1 performance studio.
Okay.
Pianist Vyacheslav Gryasnov.
Mm-hmm.
pianist Vyacheslav Gryaznov in Liszt's Mephisto Waltz number 1. Wow, that was fantastic. Really. Bravo. Tremendous performance of an incredibly challenging work. And before you performed today, you were in the studio doing some jumping jacks, push-ups, some yoga stretches, incredibly physical performance. And do you feel that you bring a sort of Russian physical style to your piano playing?
I don't know what does it mean, Russian piano style, to be honest. I'm just trying to be myself, you know, and that's all I'm trying to do.
Okay, yeah. Great. And audience members can hear you live this coming Sunday at Jacob's Music.
Yes.
In Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
True.
And you are kicking off a new concert series, I believe.
Yeah, Princeton Meridian Concert Series.
The Princeton Meridian Concert Series. And so people can visit Jacob's Music Sunday at 3.
It's 3 p.m., yes.
Get tickets at the door or go on Eventbrite to hear you live.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Well, Slava, you're based here in New York now in the States. But you grew up in Russia and you were trained at the Moscow Conservatory, where another famous Russian pianist and composer trained, Sergei Rachmaninoff. And I believe he's the last composer on your program today.
Yes, true. My favorite one.
Yeah. Tell us what you're going to play.
I will play his Prelude in G minor from Opus 23.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you.
pianist Vyacheslav Kryasnov in Rachmaninoff's Prelude, Opus 23, Number 5 in G minor. That was also an incredible performance, Slava. Wonderful. And I invite our listeners to visit our website, wrti.org, to watch this performance, the YouTube, as well as listen to you play again and to come to hear you live this coming Sunday in Princeton at Jacob's Music for the Meridian Concert Series.
Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
It was a true pleasure.
For me too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.